We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Lama Beis Sif Yotes La'olam La'yachal Adam El Kishurav. A person should only eat when he is hungry. V'liyishta, and he should only drink Kishutzamei when he's thirsty. V'al Yashin Akavav. If he has to use the bathroom, he shouldn't hold himself back. A fila reglechet even for one moment. V'la'yachal, and person should eat Ashivdik is Atzma Yafa Yafa. Until he goes to the bathroom and makes sure that his body is clean, shematzarach in the kavav, because he may still need the bathroom and he should use the bathroom before he eats. Sivchaf lal mishtadl adam, a person should try shemir ayav refuyim kol yomav, that he should always be able to use the bathroom. V'yikarv l'shulshamat, he should be close, not quite, but close to diarrhea. V'zeg hal gadol berefua, and this is an important rule. And being healthy, the kozma sheroi nimna, as long as a person is constipated or yotze bekoshi, or he has difficulties using the bathroom, chaloyim roim boim, it could bring disease. Lokeng sheroi adam shemeiv nechleshu, when somebody sees that his bowels are weakened, bem bem koyach adoicha, he doesn't have the ability to go to the bathroom properly, yidrish beroifim, he should see a doctor. Lahagid loy b'mayi rabbiisim, to tell him how he could get healthier. Ish l'fi mizgah l'fi yomav, according to a person's medical history and according to his age. Simon sif chafal hayigia b'derech mematzas, exercising toiv l'bris aguf. Average exercise is healthy. Avigia agdoila, over exercising. V'gehen ha-menucha, and not doing any exercise, mazik and laguf, are not healthy. V'zman ha-choyim, in the summer, in the hot, when it's hot, ein li-se-agei rak-mat, don't over-exercise. V'zman ha-kor, in the winter, tzarech yoyser, more exercise is needed. Ha-adon ha-shamein, a heavier person, tzarech si-se-agei ha-yoyser, adon ha-kochesh, a heavier person needs exercise more than a person who's not that heavy. Siv Chabes, haroitz lishmas abrius, a person who wants to watch his health, tzarech ledas hatnuas hanafshis lezor mehem. It's not only connected to medical situation, but what also has to be done is a person has to watch his behavior. Vein kamaya simcha v'adaga, help being happy or being worried, hakas anger v'pachet fear, shame piles benefish. They have an influence on the body. Tzar Hamaskal, a smart person should smeich b'chelkoi, koi me hevloi. A person should be satisfied with what he has. V'lo yudek al oylam shenish loy, and not worry about things that he can't control. Yivachish yisroinus, he should look for to have good things happen to him. V'yitoiv levav, he should be generous with simcha mutzas and average simcha. This causes that the body's natural heat will expand, and helps digest the food, to expel from the body the waste, and to improve the vision, and all the senses. It will strengthen his mind. Way to attain joy is not just by overeating and overdrinking. If there's too much of that joy in the body, the heat will go all around the body. It could affect the natural heat that there is in a body. And it could affect the heart that and could cause early death. And this is more of concern, lanoshim shmein and begufim, people who are heavy. Their bodies are not in the proper shape. Their arteries are narrower. The circulation, it causes that the poor circulation affects the body adversely. Vadaga, and worrying, is the opposite of joy. It also causes problems. it cools off the body. It can adversely affect the heart. It can bring early death. Hakas, anger, could bring too much heat into the body. That it could cause a very serious disease. Hapachad yoyled beguf kariris. Fear brings a cold to the body. L'chein yekrola mefachad rada. And that's why we see somebody who's scared, frightened, is shivering. Shizraba kariris. And if too much of that cold comes into the body, uliyumas could cause death. L'koshkein. A person must be careful. A person shouldn't eat when he's angry or scared or worried. When he's at average joy. Average amount of sleep is good for a person's health. It helps digest the food. And it gives all the senses of time to rest. If somebody is having difficulties sleeping, he should eat foods that bring on sleep. Too much sleeping is dangerous. It could cause different chemicals to enter the mind. Laying and sleeping too much brings chemicals from the stomach up to the brain. That those chemicals enter the brain, has a gallon that could cause serious damage. Just like a person should be careful. They shouldn't go to sleep immediately after eating. Not to go to sleep when he's hungry. When there's not enough food in the person's body, then the heat of the body overreacts. It could create terrible chemicals in the body. That could enter the brain. When one sleeps, he should have his head lifted up. That helps. That the food should go down the body. And it prevents chemicals to go up to the brain. The time to sleep is at night. Sleeping by day mazakis is not healthy. And it's not good only to people who are accustomed to it. The Taz and Evan Ezra Simon Chav Hesiv Cotton Aleph explains the pasuk in Tehillim Shav Lechem Mashkimei Kum, that there are Talmidei Chachamim that don't sleep and they're up learning Torah. And there are Talmidei Chachamim, on the other hand, who sleep enough so that they should have enough energy to be able to learn. And those people who sleep and take care of themselves, and one could say, well, they're losing out time from learning, that amount that they're learning, which we quantify the amount of learning may be less, may be better quality. And that's what David HaMelech says, Shavlechem, you people that don't sleep, you get up very early in the morning and think that that is the way to become Talmid Chachamim. That's not the way to be Talmid Chachamim. Ken yitein Hashem liyedidav sheina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives those people who are his yedidim, his confidants, Talmid Chachamim, enough sleep. And if they sleep enough, then they're rested and they could properly learn Torah. Sif Chav Dalet. HaDerech HaRechitza, how is one supposed to wash himself? Shikonis Adam L'Merchitz M'Shivus Yom L'Shivus Yomim. One should enter the bathhouse once a week. And not enter bath as lokish arrive, not when he's hungry, lokish asavid, not when he's over, when he's over, just eaten. Akshaskla mazn lasaka, when the food is beginning to become digested. Vyechatz gufoy b'chamim, first wash the body with hot water, vachka b'poshim, then with lukewarm water, vachka b'poshim and b'poshim, less lukewarm water, atch yechatz b'tzoyed, until he washes with cold water. Kishyetzim in Amerchetz, when he leaves the bathhouse, Yibush Begodov, he should get dressed, Vichasaroy Shehetiv, and she cover his head properly. Shleitisht by Ruach Kara, he shouldn't get affected by the cold air. Afilah b'maisachama, even in the summer, Tzarech Lizabizai has to be concerned not to be affected by a draft, by a wind. A person should wait after he leaves the bathhouse until his body is back in balance, and he should rest and make sure he's not that hot, and then he should eat. And if somebody could take a short nap after he leaves the bathhouse, that's fantastic. Sif Chavhei. Lo'olam yishtad adam lodo b'mokum sha'av izach v'naki. A person should try to live in a place where the air is clean and crisp. B'mokum gavoya, on top of the mountain, binyan rochav, in a wide home. B'mefshe lo'yod b'kayitz b'mokum psuach l'tzad tzofen. It's best in the summer not to live in a place where the openings are to the north side, or tzach mizrach to the east side. B'shalei yisham dovam opish. A person should live in a place where there's no mold. The toiv ma'od lenakas avir abayis tamid. It's good to constantly make sure that tadir, that the air in the house is clean. Bereches toivus b'shanim ma'olim, with using air freshener and cleaning the house on a regular basis. Sif chavov ha'avet toiv l'bris aguf. Air is health is very healthy. Hu she muzuk shava, but if it has to be the right type of air. Not too cold, not too hot. A person should be careful to make sure that his house doesn't get too hot in the winter, as people who are not intelligent have their house too much heat. Too much heat brings could bring illness. He should heat his home in a way he shouldn't feel cold. However, it shouldn't be too warm. Siv Chazayin, l'shimer chush ariyah. In order to protect one's vision, yizor medvarim elu, should be careful. L'yovah b'chipozim epam achas. He should be careful not to come quickly makom choshech l'or gadol, from a dark place to a very light place. V'm tzorach likones, if one must enter makom choshech l'makom ar, from a dark place to a place where there's much light, yiftach as a delos mat, he should open up the door slightly. Yistakel or bois or, he should look at that light, ezer gaim, just for a couple minutes, get accustomed to it. Vakach yiftach yois, and then open the door a little more. Yistakel gamkin bois or ezer gaim, and again get accustomed to the light. Vakach. You have to cool, and then he could completely open the door. The king asks Gamba Makum or Makum Choshech. The same if he's going from a light place which is light to a place which is dark. Kiatamura, the change from light to dark, and Choshech or from dark to light, Belima Mutsu, without doing it gradually, Mazak Luria is dangerous for one's vision. Lachen Hashem is Bar Rachmav, and that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his great mercy, Boris Olam Binyan Azeh, created the world in that way. Sheshem Zarachas Al Aretz, the sun comes out in the morning on the world, Ma'at Ma'at, slowly. Loi B'Pamachas, not suddenly. And then when the sun goes down, Ken Shekas Ma'at Ma'at, it goes down gradually. V'zeh Anu Mevarchim, that's why we say, Hamel La'aretz Odom Ala Barachmim. What's the Rachmim? Shalon Me'el Anu Barachmim, it gets light. And the way it gets light is shows the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mat, a little at a time, v'loy b'pamach, pesam, not suddenly. Or achoizah min ha-shemesh. If you have pirush ha-shemesh, zarachas al eizah mokoyim. If the sun is shining on a certain place, u'mesham bar'or, so a person doesn't have direct sunlight, or zeh mazik le'naim, that light is not good for the eyes. L'ken yuzar, therefore a person must be careful. But l'adam abayis, to live in a home, ashekol ha'chalonis rak mitzad tzofen, that all of the windows are only to the north side. K'ashemesh enabal tzad tzofen, because there is no direct sunlight from the north side. V'kol ha'or ha'shabashama, all the light that's in that house, in that home, hurak or ha'chayzer, is not direct sunlight. V'ken Afila Machalinus, even if you have windows that letzad Mizrach or Dar Mamarav to the east, south, or west, and Ein Hashemayim near Metoche Chalinus, if you cannot have direct sunlight from looking out your windows, Kigoyim, Kiyesh Genegna Chaimus Kavoyas, there are tall walls around your home, so then you don't have direct sunlight. Harei Gam Kena Or Habohu Rak Or Chayzer, which we said is not healthy light. Yizor, Melasa B'Ksiva, one should not write, or liquors b'seif, or to read, or lasas kol melachadako, anything that needs light, ba'or ben ha-shmoshes, at night ben ha-shmoshes, when it's not properly, when the room is not properly lit. V'kein b'etz ha-yoyim, and similarly in the middle of the day, k'shemesh b'tokva, when it's too light. V'kein lo yav b'ksiva, one should write, or liquors b'seif, or read, ba'osis k'tanis, or read a sefer that's written with small lettering, or become like a dako, any work that needs light, lor haner b'layla, to do it at candlelight by night. Hastaklus ha'arve b'tseva loven, overlooking much at white, at the color white, gam kem ezekas l'anayim, is dangerous for the eyes, and therefore, l'chei mara shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sky, kamara ha'tcheles, blue, loy lovin, not white, kadesh loy yazak lenaim. The looking up at the sky should not be dangerous for the eyes. V'kein estaklis harbi b'tseva odom, tzach. Looking at bright red, the color, a bright red color. V'kein be'esh, or looking at fire, mazakis gamkein, are also dangerous. Hoshin, smoke, v'reach, and the smell of fire, v'reach gofers, the smell of sulfur, mazikim gamkein, are dangerous for the eyes. V'kein ovak dak, dust, a ruach habalei neger enayim, or a wind, if the eyes are exposed to wind, v'kein alichim ruba, walking much, u'psi'a gas, or taking big steps, v'kein b'chiyim ruba, crying much, k'moy shemama, akosva, the pasuk says, kolu b'demos enay, my eyes got harmed because of too many tears. V'kosh mikulam, what is the worst for the eyes is Rav Mishgal, having too much relationship, of a mitzvah Hashem, what is great, doing mitzvahs bar miris and ayim, is healthy for the eyes and healthy for all of us.